What brought you here? What was the appeal of Denver?
You know, it's kind of hard to look past an all-pro secondary, you know. The guys that I was able to work with, Dawkins, Champ, Goody, Ronaldo, also guys I've played with in the past. And, you know, got a nice scheme here. You know, they did pretty well on defense last year. So, you know, something I thought I'd like to be a part of and I can learn and better my own career.
How much of an influence was it having two former teammates in the secondary here?
Excuse me. That's huge. You know, changing teams is always not an easy thing. You know, the transition can be hard, but when you got guys here, especially that are older than you, you play with, they know you, you know them. You know, even outside of football, it's good. You can ask them questions about the city, but mainly speaking football, I mean, you know, they just, you know, you're used to each other. You play with each other. The chemistry is already there. So I think it's a big deal, and it was a big part of my decision.
What specifically have you learned already from the guys that you're around?
These guys are professionals, you know. That may not mean a lot to you guys, but, you know, as a guy in his seventh year, I want to learn how to make it to 10, 12 years. And just their practice habits, how they study, you know, how they just go about their job, how you guys do. You know, it's just I just take care. I never think I'm too old to learn, so I'm still asking Doc and Champ questions, you know. So I'm continuously learning from them and Goody and everybody. So, like I said, it just makes the whole transition a lot better.
Nate, when we talked to you 6 weeks ago or whatever, you talked about nickel and special teams. Then they go out and draft two other corners that obviously they liked or they wouldn't have drafted them. How do you think that affects what's going to happen to you in terms of numbers game?
Oh, man, you know, team I was on last year drafted two corners, first round. So that's just the lead. That's what happens. You know, all I can do is worry about myself. You know, I have some specific roles and some, you know, something I can bring to this team, whether it be special teams, packages on defense, whatever it is. And I'm going to do what I have to do, you know, to make the team. And, you know, every year I come in here like I'm a rookie. So I never take anything for granted. The young guys will come along and they got a lot to learn, but I'll just do what I can do, you know, to help this team.
Now, what did your former Dolphins teammates tell you about Josh McDaniels? And what have you learned about Josh McDaniels since you got here?
You know, a lot of things. He's young, he's feisty, but the biggest thing that he's just really smart. And to have a head coach that can, you know, can come in here and tell the defense what the offense is thinking is, I've never had that before, you know. So that's just the biggest thing. Everybody just talks about how smart he is. And I, you know, it's a tribute to him. I mean, he's a young coach, but he knows his stuff. So that's really the biggest thing everybody says.
How does he compare personality-wise to like a spring?
Well, you know, they're all from the same, you know, the tree. You know, I've played with Parcells, Pirano, you know, the Belichick, you know, the McDaniels. They're all the same, you know. They're all from the same tree of coaches. So I see a little bit of everything in them, you know. So Pirano was a young guy in your face, tell it to you how it is. That's the biggest thing about, you know, they tell it how it is. They're not going to sugarcoat anything. So you know what you're going to get. It's going to be the truth.
Hey, you know, you talked about the experience and the people you're joining and wanting to go 10, 12 years. Over the last couple camps, you know, Alfonso was with in the first nickel, and you've been in there kind of back and forth. How much does experience play into that? I mean, he's obviously a second-year player. You've been in the league 7 years. I mean, do you think that's something that gives you an advantage going into a battle like that in camp?
Well, experience is always, you know, a great advantage, you know. But competition is great, you know. Competition is great. They made the best guy get the spot. But, you know, I've played a lot of plays in this league, so I'll use that to my advantage. But at the same time, I'll still help Alfonso, whoever it is. You know, I'm not that guy that's going to, you know, turn my back on the younger guy. You know, if he needs help, I'll help him. But, you know, experience is, you know, that's priceless, you know. So I'm going to go out there, like I said, and just do what I need to do, you know, try to help this team.
What did you learn from other battles that you've had for positions that can help you?
Yeah. You know, stay healthy. Go out there every day and compete. Really, that's really all you can do. And, you know, the basic things, know your playbook, know your plays, stay healthy and compete, you know, and that's what I've done. And you know, I've always been in battles, so this is nothing new. But, like I said, may the best guy win.
You said changing teams is never easy. I mean, you came to a team with a relatively unproven coach. Was that a factor or not?
No. This team started off whatever they did last year, 6-0, ended up 8-8. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on here. Great city, great team to play for, great support from the fans. You know, I never look at what the team did in the past. You know, I look at where they're going. When I came here on my visit, I liked what I heard from the coach, from the defensive coordinator, from the defensive back coach. I just like this. I'm not worried about what they did, but what, you know, I'm worried about where they're going. And this team looked like they were in a good direction. So it was a good fit.
Aiken Adell was in here before you were. What can he bring to this team? Played with him last year.
Yeah, another guy I played with. Just another, you know, savvy vet. You know, whatever year he's going into, he's going to help, you know, the linebacker core. And, you know, again, competition for positions is always good. And I know he's a professional. Like I said, that's the biggest thing with all the guys that I've seen. They're professionals. They're going to go. They're going to study. They're going to take care of their bodies. They're going to make sure they're ready on game day. They're going to practice right. And that's all you can really ask.
You look at prognostications, they don't mean much. But, I mean, from the outside, it doesn't seem like too many people think this team is a Super Bowl-type contender. You said that you liked what you saw in the direction. What specifically do you like about the direction?
I just like the leadership on this team. I like the message that the coach gives the players. You know, I like that, you know, Josh McDaniels has created a situation where there's competition at every position. You know, and just things like that. I mean, and they're just very detailed. You know, just nothing gets by them, you know, and nothing gets by them. So I know I've been on winning teams, I've been on losing teams. I know the things that need to get done, you know. Nothing can, you know, get swept under the rug. And this team, you know, it's in your face, it's straight to the point. It's competition, and we got talent, you know. You can't forget about that. So you got all pro guys, you got young, good guys. So, like I said, all those things together, you know, with a guy that, you know, is a great leader, you know, I'll take my chances.
Now, you used the word professional a couple of times. When you look around at the makeup of the guys that McDaniels brought in here, do you see a common factor in terms of how those guys approach their jobs?
Oh, yeah. You know, we don't, no troublemakers. You know, you try to, you know, keep that out the locker room. You just try to keep guys that approach their job like it's a job. Never take it for granted. And, again, that comes to, you know, the fact that, you know, if you mess up, there's a guy right there in your hip that's ready to go. And keeps all the guys on their toes, you know. And again, then you got the guys that are all pros, you know, and they got to come out and play too, you know. So it's never, nobody has an easy, you know, a go here. And that's when I just say the makeup and the professionalism, that's what I mean, you know. They take it serious.
There's a lot of talk right now on the NBA side about free agents, players talking to each other. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at a team, how important is input from your peers as opposed to an agent or a coach or guys in the business that you're friends with?
They're crucial. You know, you're about to go somewhere. You want to try to find somebody on that team and you want to grill them. You want to ask them what's going on. You know, what's going on in that locker room? What's the feeling like? You know, I mean, that's just doing your own background check. You know, your own due diligence. And like I said, I had guys here I played with, so I called them right up. You know, what's going on? How are we feeling? Well, you like this, you like that, you know. So that's crucial, definitely.
You've seen all the quarterbacks. Who have you been most impressed with?
Say it again.
You've seen all the quarterbacks. Obviously, you practice against them now for, what, 2-3 weeks. Who are you the most impressed with right now?
I just see the ball when it comes out. I don't really never see who throws it. You know what I'm saying? So, I know, but I mean, you know, we got all kind of, you know, quarterback competition. You know, they're fighting for spots just like I am. So, yeah, I could just worry about what I got to do. But, yeah, they, you know, I don't know. You know,
ball catch your eye more than another?
Each one of them got their own strengths, you know. Strong arm, Tebow's, you know, competitor. Brady's got a big arm. Kyle's just great quarterback. I mean, you know, Tom's good. We'll see how it plays out. You know, it's going to be fun. And like I said, competition is always good for any position. And it lets no guy rest easy. No guy can rest easy.
I know you guys are worried about competition on your side and especially at your position, but is that something that the defense is talking about as far as anybody thinks one guy's going to end up or are you guys interested?
As far as what, the offensive side?
The quarterback competition and how it's going to actually shake out once the season starts.
No. We know we want the best guy, you know, but we really don't discuss it. Right now, you know, until that first game, you know, we're going against them every day. So we just, you know, we go out there and we do what we have to do. We'll become fans of them when the season starts. So right now, we'll let it play out how it may.